Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Packers have their final practice later today. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur, Corey Borquez, Aaron Jones, and John Runyon. But most importantly, we'll hear from you fine folks right here on the live chat. Good to see everybody already mixing it up, getting ready for the weekend. Let's go. Uncultured Barbarian starting us right off with a super chat. Morning, all. Shout out to my old chum, Barry, who I found out yesterday is an avid viewer of the show. Have a good weekend, all pappies. Well, Packers Daily, bring people together. That's what we like to see heading into the weekend. Hope you're doing well, Uncultured. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Can we get the reaction of the mustache from last night's outing? Yeah, as I put on Instagram. I had that realization last night as I was headed out for a first date that I had to explain why the fuck I had a mustache when I had met the lady a couple weeks ago. I did not have said mustache. The mustache was the least of the problems last night. Let's put it that way. I'm not going to say crash and burn, but definitely no connection in the parlance of the times of that's what they talk about in The Bachelor, right? Just really didn't feel like we had a connection. So back to square one for your humble narrator. Pee-wee Pierre, what's up, man? Hey, Nags. Hey, Pee-wee. How you doing, man? Gary, how are you? Are you impressed as I am by the improvement of our punter, Samuel? I mean, yeah, I keep trying to temper my enthusiasm for the fact that they look like they have a punter. But, you know, we've been hurt before around these parts. So I'm trying to withhold excitement a little bit because I just keep waiting for the weather to turn. And that's the big trick, right? Now, I know Corey did great work in Buffalo. But you never really know, man. That weather turns, it gets cold, and those 63-yarders turned into 35-yarders with no hang time. I don't know. I doubt that happens, but I got to see it with my own eyes consistently. But I tell you what, early returns, oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Pee-wee Pierre, thanks, buddy. Breaking news, Jerome Boger just threw a flag on a Mason Crosby field goal for kicking a 51-yard field goal. I mean, wouldn't surprise me. No doubt about it. Usually the Packers extend a promising player during the season. Who do you think they try to extend since Adams is a no so far? I think they try and extend Adams. Robin, I think they'll continue to have those conversations. I wouldn't expect anything until probably mid-season on either front, whether it's Adams or someone else. But you never know. Hell, we could wake up Sunday morning with the news of an extension, though I doubt it. But yeah, I think they'll continue to work on Adams. But, you know, if it's not, maybe they get out ahead of Jair. I know Jair's agent was in town during training camp to kick off contract talks, extension talks. So that's certainly one of their priorities. Maybe that happens. Maybe Adrian Amos. But I think Adams will be the focal point for the time being. Got that one. Very good. Oz is on time. What's up, Oz? It's awfully early for you, young man. So what is that, a 7 a.m., 8 a.m. start for you? I'm impressed, buddy. And you're not at the coffee shop? I'm honored. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Samuel, does it seem like Tay seems even buffer this season as well? I don't know. I just sort of remember Aaron on Wednesday was talking about how Devontae leaned down comparative to where he was his sophomore year, second year in Green Bay, but I don't know. I haven't really noticed that, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Maybe I'm not. I'm just not looking. But no, I can't say that that's jumped out at me. Stokes has looked really good. I agree. We talked about it on transplants. He really stepped up. The idea that you have to think he didn't, maybe he knew the night before, but he didn't practice as the starter all week. King was a participant in every practice. So you got to think Stokes was probably thinking he was going to be a rotational guy. And then to get to San Francisco and be told, you're our starter now. And to go and play every single snap and play at the level he did, pretty damn impressive for a rookie. So, yeah, promising. Got to keep it up, though. Consistency is key. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Carl. Let us continue to carry the G. Yes. Yes, indeed. Making my own Wisconsin old-fashioned this weekend in Michigan. Any tips? Kevin, distill the water and follow one of Corey's recipes on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. He's got three different versions of the old fashioned up. any one of them will be outstanding. I myself prefer the XLV, but they're all the XLV or maybe the Curly Lambo, but you can't go wrong with any one of them. They're all fantastic. Last night I was pre-gaming. I made myself an old fashioned and I dubbed it the Travis Jervy because it was nowhere near as good as any of the ones that Corey makes. I just tested positive for needing a fucking beer. Cheers, Nags. Go Pet Go from Chicago. Tommy, I don't know why that's so funny right now, but it is. Thanks, buddy. I needed that laugh. That's really good. Oh, Corey's recipes are killer. Carl, yes. Yes, they are. They're so good. And I can't even begin to express how good his old fashions taste. They're so good. Oh, my God. Morning, Nags. I totally understand we need to feed 17 and 33, but I've been eager to see Quadzilla break out this year, but hasn't been used much to this point. Yeah, Jim, I do think, you know, the offense is at its best when it flows through Aaron Jones. So I'm never going to expect a huge kind of output from AJ. I do wish they'd utilize him a little bit more. But when you've got a guy as talented as Aaron, it's hard to kind of take him off the field or try to feed someone else. As long as he's healthy, he's probably going to be out there. I do think they will still continue to try and kind of rotate guys to keep Aaron fresh throughout the season. And who knows this week? Aaron Jones is dealing with an ankle injury, and A.J. Dillon is dealing with a back injury. Maybe we see Kylan Hill thrown into the mix on Sunday. That's a possibility, too. But I'm with you. I hope we see a little bit more of A.J. And as I said on Carry the G on Monday, I'm just waiting for that wheel route. Well, he ran it a couple times last year, and there was one time when he was so wide open, it was ridiculous, but Aaron went someplace else with the ball. I'm going to absolutely lose my mind when they hit him on a wheel route because it's going to happen. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Do we think we see more Stokes, less King? That's a really good question. As of yesterday, King's still dealing with a concussion, so I got to think Stokes is probably your starter on Sunday. But we will see. Coach did say he was going to give him the week, and he's got to get through the process. Use your 250-pound hammerhead on 4th-and-1 at the goal line. Lizalicious, this is true. I had a fun back and forth with Matt about that. And he did say, okay, next time I'm going to use Dillon, and if it doesn't work, I'm blaming you. So next time they're on a 4th-and-short and they use AJ Dillon and it doesn't work, it's my fault. No MVS this Sunday, more Amari or Cobb? More Cobb, I would think. But I would suspect probably more Malik Taylor because, you know, MVS runs a lot of that perimeter stuff, and I don't think they're going to use Cobb in that role, although they might. You know, you never know. They like to mix and match. But I would suspect you'd see a little bit more Malik Taylor. Hopefully, I would love to see more trips, bunch, you know, offset stuff where they try to get Cobb loose underneath. Haven't really seen a ton of that. They utilized that a lot early in the season last year, but we haven't seen a lot of it so far this season. Maybe they're saving it. I don't know. But it really depends on how they want to attack the defense. And, you know, that will kind of predicate and dictate what personnel groups they use and how much they use certain receivers. But, you know, they're always going to mix and match guys outside of Devontae, who's the one constant, right? Attorney, take your time, Kevin King. Take all the time you need. You guys are so bad. Oh. I mean, hammerhead in the most endearing way possible, by the way. Just to clarify, love me some Quadzilla. Oh, yeah. No, Liz, nobody's. Everybody. He is a hammerhead. He should be a hammerhead. He's a huge motherfucking dude. Come in there to wreck some shop on 4th-and-1. That's what I'm saying. You drafted the damn guy. Use him. I'm with you. Absolutely. Now, especially now that you got these young guns firing off the ball. Come on. This ain't no zone finesse team. Let's go. Let's run some power. I'm all for it with AJ Dillon. Let's do it. Get big dog in front of him. Run I form. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. They didn't used to be that team, but they could be that team now. I'm all for it. Alan, thanks for the super chat. I'm sorry. It looks like you say your 50th high school reunion. 50th? Your high school reunion? 50? Alan, I thought I was up there. Holy cow. Packer fan since 1960 and won a victory over the Steelers to celebrate. Go Pack, go. Alan, I think you're going to have a really happy 50th high school reunion because I think the Packers are going to win this one. Of course, I thought the Packers were going to lose the last one and they won it. So take that for what it's worth. But hey, man, have fun at the 50th. Holy cow, that's crazy. That is crazy. King goes to the slot when he comes back. Gary, most likely. I think we'll see it mix and match, and they'll probably rotate depending on personnel and matchups. But yes, I think maybe not just strictly the slot, but I think they'll try to match him up against certain types. I think maybe you might see him line up against tight ends at times if they face teams that have guys. I thought we might see him against Kittle a little bit on Sunday night, but of course he didn't play. But I do think we saw a little bit of that against Detroit, and I think they'll continue to explore that. I want to see MVS take over a game. Well, Timothy, so do I, but he's got to get his hamstring right first. When opposing defenses defend AJ running the ball, they say, we're going to need a bigger boat. Morning, Brandy. It's good to see you. Do you think that Devondre Campbell can be the long-term solution at inside linebacker? I mean, it depends. It's all, you know, it's kind of semantics. But, you know, I think he can play there in this defense for, you know, as long as his body holds up. Yeah. Now, they got to continue to try and get better. I don't think he's the answer, so to speak. But I think he can be a really important part to what they want to do on defense. I think he's much better served as a complimentary piece rather than, quote, the guy. But for now, he's the best of what they got. And I think they can win a lot of games with him. But, you know, as Brian has often said, talent procurement is a 365-day proposition. And they're always looking to get better. And if whether that's by trade, free agent signing, who knows? Maybe they try to upgrade there during the season. I tend to doubt it. But in the offseason, I would suspect they continue to look to add pieces there. Not to displace him, but just to augment the talent at the position. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Hoping we don't get a 2015 Peyton Manning-esque performance from Big Ben when he has no arm left and somehow torches us. Dave, would it surprise you, though? I mean, I'm ready for anything. I'm ready for the Packers to absolutely whoop some ass and like win it like 38-10. And I'm also ready for Big Ben to throw for 5 touchdowns and 500 yards. Neither one would surprise me. You just don't know. Now, this team starts showing that it's going to arrive consistently and play at a high level every week, then I'll gain a little bit more confidence. But, you know, it's not like they've solved everything, and it's not like we don't, you know, have a history of watching Packers teams we thought had arrived and figured stuff out lay a gigantic egg the next week. So I'm just trying. I'm not trying to get my ahead of my skis. Ahead of my skis. Is that what they say? Something like that. Looking forward to my 30th GED reunion. You guys. Oh, it is definitely Friday. I'm also prepared for the Packers to try to throw deep every play for no reason. Oh, CR, don't get me started. I'm with you, man. I'm just going to say this. I was going to ask Aaron Rodgers about that on Wednesday, yet for the second week in a row, Aaron didn't take questions from Zoom. I see you, 12. I see you. Mm-hmm. Got a little busy schedule. Too busy for an extra question or two from Zoom, particularly from someone in New York who might be asking about a certain three and out, throwing deep every play. I see you, 12. I see you. Alan, thanks for the super chat. Yes, Snags, 50, but I grew up in the Lombardi era. I was always 15 minutes early. It's all about the legacy. Go, Pat, go. Keep up the great stuff you do. Alan, thank you so much. That is very kind of you. I obviously love that era, and one of my greatest memories in my entire life is the final lunch I had with my grandma on my mom's side, who went her whole life. I talked to my grandpa a lot. He passed away when I was younger, about Lombardi and that era, and he had a ton of great stories, and that's really how I learned about it, that team and that time. But my grandma had never said anything about the Packers, really. She would watch with us sometimes, but never really talked about the Packers or whatever. And then legit, was it my sophomore year at North Carolina? I came home for Christmas, and we went out for lunch. You know, my mom was like, it'd be nice if you could take her out. I was like, yeah, of course, I'm home from school. We went out for lunch, and she told me this story about going to watch the Packers at Hagermeister. Like, before there was a fence. Like, she had never mentioned this story before. And she was like, oh, and they were playing and there were like cows off to the side and people would come and park their cars and you would just watch and they'd pass the hat. She was there for that. It's just crazy. I mean, the history of this team is amazing. I love that you have that connection to it, Alan. And I really do hope you have a great, great time at your 50th reunion. That's awesome. Does Randall Cobb throw a pass this year? Andrew, I hope so. Put me down for yes at some point. Let's do it. I'm all in. Packers need to add a veteran D lineman to shore up the run defense. Deion, do they have to? Not so sure I agree with your police work there. I tend to fall in line with what the Packers are probably going to do, which is play T.J. Slayton more and bring in Jack Heflin as he develops. You know, I understand the want and desire to go outside the building, but that's just not how they operate. And look, Slayton played two snaps on Sunday night. You know, Heflin hasn't played a down yet. Let's get them on the field first before we start panicking and saying we got to go sign someone. Cobb to Rogers, Philly special. Holy shit, that would be amazing. Let's see. Packers are the greatest team. All the other guys suck, especially the Bears. I mean, I've never heard it put so perfectly. That's awesome. This game has the exact DNA of a throw fest. Steelers front seven will do a decent job on the run early. I agree. This is a game where it's going to be really tough between the tackles. That doesn't mean you don't run there, you can't, but they are very stout in the middle. And I suspect Matt will try to get Aaron Jones on the edge, dependent on if he's good to go with the ankle. But yeah, throw fest is what I see as well, because the Steelers can't run the ball at all either. I mean, I know Packers fans are, oh, our run defense, blah, 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 but I don't suspect that the Steelers will get much going. I think Harris is a really talented back. They're a rookie running back, but they can't block anyone to save their life up front. Where he does concern me is, you know, you're talking about throw fest. I think they'll try to get him in space because he's a really good pass catcher and a great athlete. And the best way to utilize him against the Packers is get him out in space, you know, get him on an option route, get him in a slip screen, get him the ball on the perimeter or over the middle and let him go to work. And I think that scares the shit out of me as a Packers fan, because I do think he will make hay in the passing game. The run, I just don't see much happening there on either side. This O-line looks really good this year. Pee-wee, I agree. And what's crazy is think about the fact that they have the play Sunday night was exemplary, and that was without David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins. What? Say who? Crazy. Just so much depth. It's nuts. Theron, thanks for the super chat. Is Justin Fields being thrown to the Wolves over in Chicago, or is he just not the guy? Just your thoughts. Oh, it's way too early to talk about is he not the guy. Way too early. I think he's got a ton of talent. And, you know, there are two schools of thought, right? Like being thrown to the Wolves, so to speak. Well, Peyton Manning was thrown to the Wolves his rookie year and threw a ton of interceptions and looked overmatched, but you saw the talent. I think Fields needs a lot more help from his play caller, especially realizing that they just don't have an offensive line. Got to run the ball. Even if you're not making hay in the running game, you got to stick with it. I mean, you saw the same thing from Philadelphia on Sunday night against the Cowboys. They had two rushes from running backs in that game. I mean, that's a recipe for absolutely putting your young quarterback in the worst position possible. I think Nagy's guilty of it as well. I think it's way too early. I do think Fields has the potential to be the guy, but I'm going to look forward to Nagy and the Bears fucking ruining him. I'm all for it. Ruin the guy. You're the fucking Bears. That's what you do. You have no idea what you're doing when it comes to the quarterback position. You've seen that. I mean, that's the history of your organization. So by all means, go ahead and ruin him. But I will say it is funny to, you know, watch Fields running for his life and getting hit and getting clobbered and not know how to adjust protections before a play, blah, blah, blah. And it's like everyone's howling and certain sections of Packers fandom are like, oh, Jordan Love. Yeah, Jordan Love is sitting and learning. And you watched as he, you know, did those things pre-snap this preseason, you know, because he's learned and he's learning. He's not being thrown to the Wolves. You know, the best time to find a quarterback is when you don't need one. Well, The Bears needed a quarterback, and they got one, and now they have a terrible situation for him. Have fun. But yes, it's way, 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 way too early. I mean, maybe Nagy gets fired and they bring someone in who does a much better job of bringing him along. That's entirely possible, unfortunately. Sarthak. That sounds like something out of Foundation. Thanks for the super chat. Running low on toilet paper, but no problem. I'll be wiping my butt with a terrible towel this weekend. Love from India. That's fantastic. I mean, those terrible towels, remember when they were a thing? And I do expect to see lots of Steelers fans in the crowd in Lambeau on Sunday. They always travel well, no matter how their team is playing. But hopefully, yes, there's a bunch of terrible towels on the floor to wipe your feet with and or other extremities. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on Cheesehead TV. Please, please, please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video and subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Sunday on the watch party. Go Pack, go.